Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I appreciate it. Today's video is about the thing that IT workers and other techies do that can really piss off their wives. This is a quick little insight I want to give you, a distinction about the whole idea of being a calm, confident, deliberate man. I talk a lot about being calm and confident and deliberate, but it can be taken too far. So I want to talk about the distinction between being calm, confident, and deliberate, and maybe being a little bit too robotic, a little bit too logical, a little bit too stiff. And so I'm picking on IT workers, really I'm picking on all techies, any engineer, doctor, lawyer, anybody who's used to a life full of logic and rationale and process, where everything makes sense and everything flows in a certain direction, in a certain order. When it comes to love and romance and marriage and sex, logic, rationale, process, flow doesn't work. It doesn't have much of a place. So when I talk about being in your body, calm and confident and deliberate, I'm not talking about the outward expression of a very robotic, very, very logical, very stiff and uptight person. Of course, that annoys just about everybody, believe it or not. I'm an ex-engineer, so I understand that. And I understand how I did it for 28 years in marriage too. I used to show up, especially under stress, the thing we go to, the tool that we go to when we're under stress in an argument or conflict is logic, rationale. Well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that contradicts what you said just a minute ago. Well, I don't follow how the logic flows the way you put it together. You know, you talk like that. You could talk like a robot. And forget the fact that you're in a relationship talking about feelings. We're talking about compassion and empathy and trying to understand each other's triggers and each other's needs. When you bring logic in, it's almost the default defense mechanism that us technical people do. We'll bring it in to diffuse the emotion, to try to make sense of everything that's going on. It can be taken to extremes and it really pisses off your wife. Why? Because she sees what you're doing. She sees what you're doing is avoiding the real thing at hand, which is the feelings, the emotions, the intentions, some of the triggers that are going on. What you're trying to do is, even though you're standing there confident and deliberate and pleased with yourself, you're avoiding the real issue at hand by covering it up with logic and rationale, your comfort zone. So what I want to do is help you make the emotionality your comfort zone, being calm and confident and deliberate in the emotional part of it, standing with that, talking about the emotion, talking about, I can see you're really pissed off right now. I get it. I see you're pissed. Let's see if I can understand why you're pissed off. Don't go to, well, it doesn't make any sense for you to be mad because just the other day you told me blah, blah, blah. Knock it off. I mean, really, I'm talking to myself when I'm talking to you. You realize this, don't you? So that's my tip for today. Don't go overboard with the calm, confident, deliberate, and pleased masculinity when, if you know what you're really doing is hiding from the emotional part of the argument and you're trying to make it make sense and you're trying to make her be wrong or look stupid. Don't do that. You don't like yourself when you do it. You don't like it when people do it to you. Don't do it to her. That's my advice for today. Thanks a lot for watching, and I'll talk to you again on the flip side. Take care. Bye-bye.